How about that Super Bowl? I don't know. I don't really know how else to start this episode about the Super Bowl other than say the Super Bowl just recently happened because I haven't really followed this season. But it is season 3 of YDT, episode 185 of a show which pulls back the curtain, takes down the walls brick by brick, and exposes the true hearts of those caring for those you love most. And yes, that is what we're doing here. And I'm just talking about the Super Bowl because that's, of course, it's America's game, which, of course, the other football, soccer, should be, arguably. But nonetheless, it's happy, happy day to you. I don't know how many times they cut to Taylor Swift, but I'm sure it was a tasteful amount. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and all the other people who are just as important, but we don't know their names. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on your win. That's a number 3. That's a dynasty is what they would call that. I kicked in high school. Yeah, between
it's good.
I didn't see the extra point miss, but apparently there was. So I could be wrong, actually, but I feel like I heard that. It's okay. Happy 185 to you. Yay! Happy 185 to you. I'm waiting still to see what the update is on last time, where it is on the charts, but it's somewhere good because I do know that everyone from radio DJs to fans all across are saying, I heard last time in Dothan, Alabama and Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you very much for the support, especially to Amy. Tip my hat to you. DJ Wolf FM, thank you for playing last time and supporting yet, and I'm grateful for that. You'll notice here over my shoulder here, if you're watching the podcast, yes, you can watch the podcast, Nathan Morris Music on YouTube, where you can subscribe and notified by clicking the bell when I release content. This is my late grandfather's display case, I guess you would call it. This sat in his office, and in his office is where he did all of his accounting stuff, all everything manually with the most beautiful penmanship. He had the graph paper or whatever the paper's called, the paper that would fold out. And then he would have in this case here, he would have his books on the Revolutionary War or the Civil War or any of our wars. He is a proud patriot. He is very much a historian as far as his knowledge of where we came from. That's where I got my passion for. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And I couldn't touch it, but I could look in it. And he had his medals from World War II. And nonetheless, this was given to me after his death and grandmother's death, and so I placed in it things of importance to me. Things such as the books, some of which that were in his original display case, pictures of the kids, awards. Of course, you can't have a display case in the state of Kentucky without some Kentucky bourbon. Anyway, things in here are important. It's very scary to move this. It really was. It's done, though, and that's good. That is good. You hold your breath every time you make a move. But we're one step closer. The studio it's in working condition, and I will be giving a tour. I will, but you can't really give a tour whilst on the podcast. I mean, it's kind of only fitting for something like over on YouTube. But yeah, be sure to watch the video of every podcast episode, Nathan Morris Music on YouTube, and follow me on all the other socials. And speaking of, there's an exclusive podcast called Bonus Noise. Click the link in the description. You can subscribe for $4.99 a month, and you get, you know, behind the curtain, if you will, of what's happening, the meat and potatoes of what's going on. And what's going on is a chord was struck yesterday. I've been following since 2018, 19, Casey Neistat. He is a filmmaker. He is the OG, I would say, of vlogging on YouTube. And he set out one day to do a video blog, a vlog a day on his YouTube channel. And for the longest time, his YouTube channel was what it was. But more on that over. Let's really dive in. Hold on to your plate of meat and potatoes. Casey Neistat started. I don't know his entire biography, so I won't sit here and narrate his life, but I do encourage you to check him out because he, to me, is similar to that of Gary Vee in a different sense. Gary Vee is all about this showing up and doing the work and not make excuses, not stop. Because, I mean, at some point, sooner or later, it has to all start firing, right? And it has to all start really happening for you. And the only time it'll not work is if you quit. And Casey Neistat has a similar outlook on life. And there are a few things that he has done. And as of late, he started doing this vlog a day. And he did it for hundreds of days. And we're not just talking like point and shoot on a camera and you talk, you're talking head. We're talking very artistic, a lot of edits, voiceover, narration. It had storylines. It was very interesting, entertaining, great music, the themes. And he moved to LA, moved back to New York. He started companies. He's done all these other things. He's a mover and shaker for sure. And his latest video I watched on Sunday, and it was about the impossible dream. And the impossible dream is the thing or things that you're taught early on as a child that is all they are. Because after you graduate high school, you will become an administrative assistant. You get my point. It's whether it's an administrative assistant or you go into the accounting world or you go become a teacher or you go and become a mechanic. The impossible dream is just that. It's like, I want to become an astronaut. Well, you don't have any astronaut friends. You don't know anybody at NASA. So the likelihood of that is one in a quadrillion. So you don't want to try that because that's too hard. The impossible dream. For Casey, it was he wanted to run a marathon, 26 points through 2 miles in under 3 hours. So 2 hours and 59 minutes. He started as what he considered a young man. And it shows the trajectory over the course of 25 marathons. And he, now at 45, was like, you know, that's my impossible dream. Maybe I'm just not that guy. Maybe I'm not the guy that needs to do a marathon in a 2 hour and 59 minute time frame. And then he stops this vlog and you hear this pause. There's this dead air and he goes, fuck that. Excuse my language there, people, but he is that guy. We all are that guy and gal. The only reason that you don't run the 2 hour and 59 minute marathon is because you choose not to. And that's real. Because he hired an Olympic runner as a trainer. And he ran not only a 2 hour and 59 minute marathon, but a 2 hour and 57 minute marathon, beating his time that he has set fourth achieving for 2 decades by 2 minutes. And I was so inspired by that because he said he was going to vlog daily. He vlogged daily. He said he was going to do this marathon and do it at this time frame. And he did it. It took him 20 plus years, but he didn't stop. He did not stop. It's like the rolling the rock up the hill and getting to the top just for it to roll back on you. And he uses that analogy too in his video, by the way. But at a certain point, wouldn't you think that if you continue on, you will push that over the peak, the rock? And the impossible dream to you, I can't say what yours is. I can't fault you for maybe stopping your attempts. But the impossible dream for me is this, doing what I'm doing, releasing music that's resonating, that's charting at Billboard, that's charting at radio nationwide, that's streaming all over the globe, that has the ears and eyes of you and other people. And the impossible dream is connecting in a grand way. When people told me that I need to stop, by not using those words, but using whether it be hate or untruths or versions of or neglect or I can't really articulate it, and it's still fearful for me to sometimes articulate or attempt to, because it, this whole sound if it's just a one-sided, like this podcast, for instance, like the words coming out of my mouth, it might sound as if there's this element, this tone of victimization, and that's not at all the case, because there are things that I haven't done well or great at points, and that is all part of this impossible dream. Do you stop? Do you say, well, I fucked up. I need to quit. Oh, well, I did that wrong. I should stop. Well, that's what everyone wants you to do. That's the version that they're telling you, because that's what they've been told. That's what they gave into. And it's as simple as this. I'm telling you, they don't want you to succeed at your impossible dream because they quit theirs. And they are simply a version of themselves. They are doing what they know the world wants them to do. There's an element of frustration. There's an element of intimidation that they have for you for continuing on. I'm 38. And I have said since I was a 7-year-old kid that this is what I'm going to do. And I thought anything other than this was a failure. And to a point, I'm glad. To a point, I'm glad that I've thought that, because nothing is going to stop me or get in the way of, and I've been told to be a car salesman. Nothing against car salesmen. Why would I do that? Why? For a buck? For a dollar? It's like, what is the purpose? What's your impossible dream? Have you quit it? Did you stop it? You can pick it back up. You're not ever too young. It's never too late. And to Casey Neistat, I'm so grateful that you made that video. He said it was 17 years in the making. That's how long he attempted, not 2 decades, nearly 17 years to achieve the impossible dream, something that is now no longer impossible to him. And to those who say you can't do that, you probably should consider another career choice. Guidance counselors, by the way, at high schools, you need to be careful. You really need to be careful, because the words you say to your students, the people who come into your office with maybe their heads down because they need a little bit of a pep, they need a little pat on the back and say, hey, you got this? And then they leave defeated even more because you've said, oh, you don't have this. You should kind of consider just submitting to this idea of what the world expects of you. It's not fair. And I hate saying that even too, because it's not fair as lazy talk. Oh, it's not fair. The world isn't fair. Sure, you my point. Guidance counselors, step it up. Instill some inspiration in your kids. And just because it doesn't provide a societal norm doesn't mean it's not right and true for this individual. And my impossible dream, I continue to strive toward. And every single thing that I've said I'm going to do at this point, I am still working toward or have achieved. And I will not stop. And I hope that inspires you to do that too. I was asked by my therapist to write a letter to the former me from me now, and then write a letter from the former me to me now. Write a letter from me to the former me, and then write a letter from the former me to me. So two letters. And I've been putting it off. I've been kind of scared to do it. And I think that's all part of the healing journey. I think that's all part of this whole process of growth and getting better and doing what it takes to do that. There's something, I don't know, I don't want to say icky, but it feels like there's maybe a little bit of sting that's going to happen. Why do we, obviously, it's kind of like putting your hand over a hot stove because you know that it's going to hurt. So you don't put your hand over the hot stove. Well, you do once, but that's maybe what this is all about, is this whole idea of kind of peeking and looking and seeing what is behind there, what feelings I'll feel by writing to the old me, and then writing as if I am the old me, because I do remember where I was not too long ago, and I didn't like that place or version of, but here we are on episode 185, and I've done what this show said, even when I was like, wait, we're not necessarily tearing down walls brick by brick and exposing the hearts of those caring for those. Well, that's not true. because each and every week I've let you in a very special and profound way to expose the heart of me as I attempt my damnedest to care for those, which is you, by showing up for you, but not only those, but me, myself. Because if I'm not well, then how can I take care of and love my children? Or how can I take care of and love self and you? And so this is a show which pulls back the curtain to my life and world. It does tear down the walls brick by brick to expose the hearts of those caring for those you love most. And I'm proud of where we are together, independently. I encourage you and I challenge you. The impossible dream is only impossible if you think it is. It's called the impossible dream because everyone else has called it that. If you keep going, I assure you, you will hit your target. Sooner or later, that dart that you continue to throw and you're like, damn it, I'm going to hit that bullseye, you'll hit it. Your arm might get tired. You'll get frustrated. You'll have everybody laughing at you. And the bar will empty out because it's closing time and they got to get a little bit of sleep before they come back to do that all over again, which is nothing, while you continue to do the work. Continue to show up for yourself and show up for yourself. You must, if in fact you wish to hit that target and achieve the impossible dream. It is not impossible. Never stop. Find what you love. Be nerdy about it. I'm grateful to meet you here. This is such a privilege and honor to show up, to be here for you, to be here for myself. And I hope, if anything, you just take one little piece of nugget each and every week and just know you're valued. And I am grateful for you supporting everything it is that we're doing. And yes, shows are rolling in. We're playing New York City on April the 18th. Be sure to visit NathanMorrisMusic.com/tour to see dates as they come in real time. We're working on shows in Rhode Island and Connecticut and Massachusetts and Utah and everywhere in between. They'll be filling the gaps and the spaces. And yes, click in the show notes there. You can subscribe on TikTok for $5.99 a month for VIP first looks, first listens, first watches, and access to VIP experiences when we are in a city near you. Those are for meet and greets and other individual things. And I also am grateful for everyone supporting Bonus Noise. It is a subscription only podcast, the show after the show after the show. Grateful to meet you here. Follow me on all the socials right there in the show notes. Grab you some new merch and swag. Let me know by tagging me, and I am grateful for you. I'll see you over on YouTube, where I go live Monday through Thursday, and we talk all kinds of stuff like ghosts and paranormal. And right now we're on crime series. It's only impossible as if you say it's impossible. Who the hell cares what other people say? It does make for a good title, though. I'll see you at 186.